Sticking with that game in Class 1, District 4, the Windsor Greyhounds. We're going to hear the other side of the story. Joining us, Coach Jake Vinsel, the Windsor Greyhounds. Coach, huge win tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah, I was really proud of how our guys executed our game plan, both offensively and defensively. You know, Concordia is a very lethal team, and they're scoring 31 points a game. And, you know, hats off to Coach Basio there. He does some really good things. They scheme up some great offense, and they have some really good skill players. So I thought defensively our guys really executed our game plan. And same thing offensively. We're able to put some points on the board and, you know, kind of get everybody in the game there in the second half.
Yeah, Concordia has, you know, three or four different weapons they can get the ball to. Did you change anything you had been doing all year defensively, or did you just kind of stick with your base package?
I think we're kind of developing and growing into our roles as the seasons went along. You know, the last couple weeks we faced some option teams, so you know, we've been able to practice that up and be ready to defend the option a little bit better. And I think the guys just were extremely focused. We had a great week of practice, and they knew what's on the line. You know, you can take the regular season and throw that out the window. I mean, you want to have a good regular season and set yourself up for the playoffs, but, you know, it's winner-go-home time, and our guys handled that really well this week.
Yeah, and like you said, you fight that whole regular season for seeding position, but, you know, the Missouri playoff system is kind of the most democratic system you can have. Everyone gets a chance. You see them all, and you got to play the games out. So it adds a week to the season for those teams that end up making it, you know, deep into the playoffs. But obviously, you got to get ready, even if you're the higher seed. You guys put up 61 points tonight. Obviously, you had some kids play well for you offensively. Who led the Greyhounds tonight?
You know, overall, I just thought we did a great job. Started with our offensive line up front. We had seven guys carry the ball, and we had 393 yards rushing. You know, 30 carries for 393. That's a great execution in our schemes. Jonah Roberts had seven carries for 154 yards and three TDs. So that's a very healthy average right there. Dalton Witherspoon, our sophomore running back, had eight carries for 82 yards and a TD, and then our freshman Dustin Johnson got in the game second half and had five carries for 72 yards and two TDs. So the offensive line did a great job. Dylan Witherspoon, our sophomore quarterback, was stepping in the starting role tonight, and he was executed very efficiently in the passing game. He was 5 for 7 for 109 yards and a TD. So, again, like I said, you know, offensively when you're clicking and getting things going, and then defensively, you know, executed that game plan too, it made for a good night for the Greyhounds.
Yeah, and when you can run the ball up front, establish a run, you know, and you guys average 20 yards of completion, so that's efficient on your play action passing. Next week, a non-conference team, but a team that you're very familiar with, the Crest Ridge Cougars. It seems like you guys play each other almost every year in districts. They have a new coach. What do you know about the Cougars? They won big tonight. They're the I-70 conference champions. They're coming in at 8-2. You're 8-2. What are you going to have to do to get ready for next week?
Well, first of all, I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game. It's two 8-2 teams, like you said, very athletic and very skilled offensively and defensively. I think it's a great matchup. It's probably one of the best matchups in the area. You're 2 versus 3 seed. Like you said, it seems like Windsor and Crest Ridge almost every season end up playing in the postseason. It's a place where I first got my coaching career started. I'm very familiar with the program. They've had a little bit of turnover in staff, but I know that they're well coached. I know they're very athletic. I know they like to throw the ball, throw the rock. They have a quarterback that can distribute to a lot of athletic receivers. So it'll be a different type of challenge for us this week. We'll have to have a great game plan and a great week of practice and get prepared on that side. But we're very excited about this opportunity, you know, to earn the 2 seed and be able to host this district semifinal game. This is big for our program. This is the type of games that we've been building this program to be able to play in, and our guys are excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, and on the other side of the bracket, you got Adrian. So, you know, your battle next week, hopefully you get a rematch with Adrian. That's one of your two losses on the year. So, going to be a lot of people down at Windsor next Friday. And I you know, like you said, I think that's going to be one of the more intriguing games in the area next week. So, Coach, always appreciate you calling in. Good talking to you. Best of luck next week. Give us a call, win, lose, or draw.
All right. Thank you for your coverage of high school athletics, and go Greyhounds.
All right. That was